Hello and welcome to the Short Science Fiction Review with me, John Cronshaw. Today I'm going to be reviewing The Minority Report by Philip K. Dick. The story was first published by Fantastic Fiction in 1956. I read this in a collection called The Minority Report and Other Stories from 2002. This collection, I think, was a tie-in to the movie of the same name, and it's a movie that I haven't actually seen. I don't tend to watch many films. I think I usually watch maybe 3 or 4 films in a year, so this one has passed me by as a movie. The Minority Report tells a story of a dystopian future where precognition exists. Mutants with the ability to predict the future are essentially enslaved by the police and are used to detect future crimes. Like most Philip K. Dick stories, he creates a really claustrophobic, paranoid atmosphere. There's lots of twists and turns on the way, lots of intrigue, lots of mystery. This story gets going when the guy who invented the Pre-Crimes Bureau reads a report that says that he is going to commit a murder. In this society, if you are predicted to carry out a crime, then you are essentially guilty of that crime, even though you haven't actually done it. Now, what this story does really effectively is it takes this idea of precognition, of being able to see in the future, and it raises all these questions about determinism, about the possibility of predicting the future, about whether this idea of pre-guilt is something that is ethical, is something that is right. The story is very weak when it comes to characterisation. All of the characters in this speak with the same voice, which at points makes it confusing as to which character is which. But what Philip K. Dick does so well in this story is he creates this paradox, which is actually resolved in a really satisfying way at the end. And this paradox is, if somebody can predict the future, they can tell you what your future's going to be. Can you change it? And if you do change it, what does that say about the prediction? So you get this kind of weird circularity, this situation where both things can't be at the same time. It's really well done. Why I was reminded of this story recently was I read a news story about police in the UK starting to use predictive software to essentially work out where they think crimes are going to take place. Now, it's not on the same level as arresting people before they've committed a crime, but there is this uncanniness, this uneasiness about this idea that human behaviour is so predictable and can be essentially whittled down to a series of algorithms. Have you read this story? What did you think? Let me know. I'm on Twitter. It's at JL Cronshaw. You can also follow the show. It's Short SF Review. Now, these episodes haven't been coming out quite as quickly as I'd like at the moment. And the reason for this is because I am actually editing a novel that I've written, which is a first book in a trilogy called The Slip. The first book, which has the working title As the Gravity Flipped, is a dystopian murder mystery set in a post-Earth solar system. So I'll hope to give you more news on that soon. So that is actually taking up much of my spare time at the moment. If you want to follow me on Facebook, it's John Cronshaw, that's John without an H, and you can follow me on Goodreads. I'm also posting these to my website, which is johncronshaw.com. There I'm also posting some of my own fiction, so you're more than welcome to read that and leave comments there. So until next time, cheerio.